News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Dale Forbus. Day two of the budget summit went a lot like day one. There were some agreements on the line item spending, but many differences remain. The elephant in the room still diverting the discussion, and that's the governor's desire for tax cuts.
If we don't start with the revenue and how much we have to spend, this is how we just blow up the budget. This is what the federal government does.
The issue on revenues comes down to whose numbers are used. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat.
I'm nervous about changing off the long-held precedent that we use tax commission numbers to base a budget on. I'm pretty confused.
Oklahoma Attorney General Gettner Drummond fires the outside attorney representing Treasurer Todd Russ in a lawsuit against Oklahoma's anti-ESG law. This comes on the heels of an Oklahoma County District Court ruling against the law, which puts it on hold. A subcommittee of the powerful U.S. House Appropriations Committee is being urged to help Oklahoma's Quapaw tribe recover damages left behind by years of lead and zinc mining. The tribe's reservation sits in and next to the Tar Creek Superfund site, one of the most polluted sites in the country. Weena Supernaw, chairwoman of the tribe, telling the panel the U.S. Court of Federal Claims awarded it $137.5 million in restitution.
This funding would help us address the generations of damage to our land and trauma to our people. Sadly, more than 4 years later, the Quapaw Nation and our co-claimants have not seen a dime.
Thousands of Oklahomans are at risk of losing affordable internet access as a federal program nears its end. Sean Voskel, the state director for AARP Oklahoma, says that organization and Oklahoma's Broadband Expansion Council are working to raise awareness on the issue and find ways for those families to keep affordable internet. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Dale Forbus.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.